You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Lei Koon Tan is the founder and creative director of Nature Squared, a company which uses an incredible range of natural materials for use in the construction of luxury products and custom interior projects. From bamboo and mother of pearl to eggshells, mango skins, feathers, and tobacco leaves, Nature Squared uses byproducts of a number of industries and turns them into materials and surfaces for use in car interiors, pens, homewares, and furniture. They've collaborated with companies such as Rolls-Royce, BMW, and Montblanc, and also work on bespoke projects for clients right around the world. Originally from Malaysia, Lei Koon started her career in finance before founding the company about 20 years ago, which is helping people in developing countries to learn and master artisanal skills while using materials at hand that would otherwise go to waste. Here now is Lei Koon Tan with the story of Nature Squared.
We have been at this for the last 20 years, and what we do is we take sustainable natural materials, mostly waste, and we turn it into luxury surfaces and products using craft skills, heritage craft skills, primarily in the Philippines. And our materials can come from anywhere in the world, but obviously with a view to minimizing our carbon footprint and maximizing the livelihood augmentation that we aim for, we try to source locally as much as possible and also in African countries. So it started 20 years ago when I was actually working in the city, and I'm Malaysian by birth, and I had observed with some trepidation the direction of travel that, you know, rampant globalization and economic development can take. And we were very concerned, Paul Hoover, my co-founder and I, to do something in that space. And when we looked at where we felt we could make a difference, however small that might be, we settled on the Philippines and we looked to see what they had. And what they had was waste from their various industries, and they had these craft skills that were essentially driven towards making homeware and souvenir and craft goods rather than anything very high end. And we figured that those were, you know, the inputs for what has now become Nature Squared. We start, and we still do, from the communities that we want to support, and we see what they have as waste or what is fast growing in their area and they're harvesting for other purposes. And that generally is our starting point. So we started working with eggshell and one particular shell when we set out on our journey. The one particular shell was because they were dynamite fishing. Sadly, it still continues today. It's a very, very destructive fishing method. And these shells had no worth, but they were large and fragile. So we figured that if we could pay the fishermen to keep the shells as whole as possible, that would provide them with an alternative means of augmenting their incomes and perhaps incentivize them to fish other ways. Nothing if not ambitious. We decided when we started that we were going to aim for the very, very top of the market. That was because we wanted to break this mindset that things that were made from waste and craft were not generally viewed as luxurious. You know, luxury means rarity, means precious materials and so on. So we decided to go for an ultra high net worth clientele. We're talking, you know, villas, super yachts, private planes, those sorts of projects. And over the years, we have then expanded, obviously, also into commercial spaces, into hospitality, onto cruise ships. We run a whole gamut of projects, but the offering basically divides into a bespoke offering that suits that high net worth market better, and then at the other end, a product-based offering. What I hope is that when customers and the people who follow luxury brands look at these manifestations of what is essentially waste material, it will open their eyes to the possibilities. Each product poses its own particular technical challenges. So you can imagine that using eggshell on a pen barrel and using eggshell on the inside of a bathtub and using eggshell as a floor tile are three very, very different manifestations of the same material. So that is something that, you know, we have worked very hard over the last 20 years to build intellectual capital in, which we marry with the handwork, which has to be incredibly detailed, incredibly time-consuming. And it's that juxtaposition of a strong technical solution and also extremely meticulous heritage hand skills. Nobody's ever been faced with a vat of rotting mango skins or a huge pile of eggshells still with residual waste in them and try to figure out not just the chemical properties, because you can do that in theory, but in practice. Practice is messy. Practice needs iteration. Now, of course, after the many years we've been doing this, we can extrapolate from previous experiences to a new material today. So we know that if it's something wood-based or something that's calcium-based or something that's keratin-based, it will behave in a certain manner. But it's always full of surprises. It's incredible. You know, our latest interest is with mangoes, because in the Philippines, where we are based, they have the most delicious mangoes. They really are. But out of the making of pulp and the drying of the fruit comes an enormous amount of waste. And that waste, you can imagine, in a country with a not particularly sophisticated waste management system, goes straight into landfill. And that is exactly the sort of waste that is just prime material for methanization. And methane, of course, is 27 times worse than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. So we feel very, very strongly that it's exactly the sort of material in volume that we should be diverting. But when, as I say, you stare into a vat of smelly, rotting waste, it's quite a challenge to figure out what to do with it. We faced this 2 or 3 years ago with the eggshell that we've now turned into tiles. And everybody says to me, but what's the problem? You know, eggshell tiles are calcium carbonate. It's no problem at all. To which my answer is, well, the next time you make your breakfast eggs, look at what's actually left. Look at what you're actually throwing away, because you're throwing away as much membrane as you are eggshell. And in it, I can guarantee bits of white and bits of yolk and all sorts of stuff that means you're not dealing with a nice clean pile of calcium carbonate. Paul and I were very keen to propound the principles of microfinancing. So our sourcing works off a broad and shallow principle, meaning rather than concentrating on a few communities and a few materials, we think that the dollar, the pound, the euro goes much further if we spread it over many communities and many materials, because that's where it has the biggest societal impact on augmenting what are essentially subsistence livelihoods at that level. That's one level. The other level, of course, is in the jobs we create, because diametrically opposed to a lot of businesses who work on a contracting model, we employ all the artisans we work with, because the subcontracting model has a lot to speak to its advantages. But essentially what it does is that it transfers the risk to people who are essentially home workers. So they produce something and somebody comes to control it and says, I'm accepting these many items and I'm rejecting these many items. Now, there is, of course, an incentive to train, but it's an indirect incentive. Whereas for us, we feel that it is part of our mandate, it's part of our mission, not just to create those jobs, but to train, to transfer skills. And that's the only way, actually, we've been able to get people who 15 years ago were making pretty little trinket boxes to making architectural elements, whether it's a bathtub or a floor or a ceiling or whatever it may be, because it's very, very different. I would love to do something which is a byproduct of the palm oil industry, simply because growing up in Malaysia and going back, we used to see these hazes as virgin rainforest was being cleared for oil palm plantations. And it is a matter of, I think, great sadness for many of us when we see how prevalent these plantations are in our landscape today. Now, there is a great deal of consciousness about the issue now, but aspirationally, I would love to find some way of working with something that would otherwise be wasted from that industry. But we have just launched a tile collection called Carrelé, which is made from ground up eggshells and all the bits that are in the eggshell. You break the egg and eat its contents. So we are very excited about that because we have come up, I think, with a beautiful range which is very contemporary in its look. And where we used to inlay eggshell very laboriously and use 2,000 eggshells for a square meter, taking 20 days of painstaking work, we now can use 20,000 eggshells in 2 days and come up with a tile product.
Lê Khun Tan there, founder and creative director of Nature Squared. You can learn more at naturesquared.com. My thanks to Lê Khun and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.